Vaccination saves lives. Get vaccinated against shingles. This information is available in Welsh. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. Key facts. Shingles is an infection which often causes severe pain. Symptoms can last for months or even years. Shingles is more common and more severe the older you are. If you have a very weakened immune system due to a health condition or medical treatment, you are also at higher risk of getting shingles. The shingles vaccine can help protect you from shingles and the long-term pain that can follow. There is a free vaccine to help protect you from shingles if you are aged 65, aged 70 to 79, or over 18 and have a very weakened immune system. Act now. Help protect yourself against shingles by getting the vaccine when it is offered to you. What causes shingles? Shingles is caused by the same virus as chickenpox, the varicella zoster virus. Almost everyone gets chickenpox at some time in their life. When you recover from chickenpox, most of the virus is destroyed, but some of it can survive and remain inactive in the body for many years. This virus can reactivate later in life and cause shingles. This generally happens when the immune system is weakened by things such as aging, illness, stress, or medication. The shingles vaccine helps to protect you by boosting your immunity. About shingles. Shingles, also known as herpes zoster, is an infection of a nerve and the skin around it. It often starts with some tingling and pain in one area, along with a headache and tiredness. This is usually followed by a painful rash with fluid-filled blisters a few days later. The rash usually affects an area on just one side of the body, most commonly the chest, but sometimes the head, face, or eye. When shingles affects the eye or the skin around the eye, it can cause severe pain and eye problems, which can lead to sight loss. The fluid in shingles blisters is infectious and can cause chickenpox in someone who has never had it, usually a child. People with shingles should try to avoid pregnant women who have not had chickenpox before. People with a weakened immune system, for example, someone having chemotherapy, and babies less than 1 month old. Most people fully recover from shingles, but for some people, the pain can last for months or longer. This long-lasting pain is called post-herpetic neuralgia, PHN. PHN is difficult to treat, and the older you are, the more likely you are to have PHN that is severe. If you think you may have shingles, contact your GP, as early treatment may help reduce your risk of long-term pain. For more information about the symptoms of shingles, visit NHS 111 Wales-Health-A-Z:Shingles. External site. How common is shingles? About 1 in 5 people who have had chickenpox will develop shingles. This means that every year in England and Wales, tens of thousands of people will have shingles. Although shingles can occur at any age, the risk, severity, and complications of shingles all increase with age. Each year, a number of people aged 65 and over are admitted to hospital with shingles in Wales. About the shingles vaccine. The shingles vaccine will reduce your chances of developing shingles and the long-term painful side effects, including PHN. If you do get shingles, it will probably be a milder and shorter illness if you have had the vaccine. Fact: the shingles vaccine cannot cause or spread shingles. Who should have the vaccine? vaccine experts have advised that the shingles vaccine should be offered to people aged 60 and over. It will be carried out in phases over 10 years. They have also advised that the vaccine is offered to people aged 18 and over who have very weakened immune systems. The following table shows who is eligible for a shingles vaccine from August 2025. Your age, 18 and over. Do you have a very weakened immune system? Yes. When will I have the shingles vaccine? On or after your 18th birthday. Your age, 65 or 70. Do you have a very weakened immune system? No. When will I have the shingles vaccine? On or after your 65th or 70th birthday. Your age, 70 to 79. Do you have a very weakened immune system? No. When will I have the shingles vaccine? If you have not already had a shingles vaccine, you are eligible. Book an appointment with your GP surgery. Your age, 66 to 69. Do you have a very weakened immune system? No. When will I have the shingles vaccine? If you turned 65 before 1st of September 2023, you will be contacted when you turn 70. Your age, 60 to 64. Do you have a very weakened immune system? No. When will I have the shingles vaccine? You will be contacted when you turn 65. For most eligible people, the shingles vaccine will be offered until they are 80. However, if you have a very weakened immune system, you can be given the vaccine from when you turn 18 up to any age. From 2028, people turning 60 will also be offered the vaccine, and people turning 65 will continue to be offered the vaccine. What about people who are outside these age groups? Younger people will be offered the vaccine when they reach the eligible age. Shingles can occur at any age, but the risk, severity and complications increase with age. Those with very weakened immune systems are at higher risk, which is why the vaccine is recommended at an earlier age. If you're worried about shingles, speak to your GP. Do I need the vaccine if I've had shingles before? Yes. Even if you've already had shingles, you should still get the vaccine, as it will reduce your risk of getting shingles again. Can I have the shingles vaccine at the same time as other vaccines? You can have the shingles vaccine at the same time as most other vaccines. The person giving you the vaccine can discuss this with you. Are there people who shouldn't have a shingles vaccination? The vaccine should not be given to anyone who has had a serious life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. Make sure you tell the person giving the vaccine if you have had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients in the past. If you have a bleeding disorder, speak to your doctor or practice nurse before you have the vaccine. How and when is the vaccination given? Most people will have the vaccination at their GP surgery. It is an injection given in the upper arm. You will need two doses. If you have a very weakened immune system, you should have the second dose at least 8 weeks after your first dose. If you do not have a very weakened immune system, you should have the second dose at least 6 to 12 months after your first dose. Once your course is complete, you do not need any more shingles vaccines. Are there any side effects? Like all medicines, vaccine can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. The most common side effects are pain, redness or swelling in the arm where the injection was given, a headache, stomach symptoms, such as feeling or being sick, having an upset stomach or tummy pain, feeling tired, chills or a fever, and general aches. After the vaccine, you may feel tired and have a fever. You can rest and take the normal dose of paracetamol. Follow the advice in the packaging to help make you feel better. Do not use machines or drive if you are feeling unwell. If the side effects last for more than a few days, you should speak to a healthcare professional. On the back page of this leaflet, there are further details on the vaccine, including all possible side effects and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. If you have any questions about side effects, you can ask the person giving you the vaccine. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. Is the vaccine safe? Yes, the shingles vaccine is safe. It meets all safety standards. Once a vaccine is in use, its safety is closely monitored. How will I get the vaccine? Your GP surgery should get in touch with you to make an appointment when you are eligible. If they don't, or you think you might have missed the invitation, contact them and tell them you think you are due for a shingles vaccine. For the best protection, you should complete the vaccine course at the recommended time. You can have the shingles vaccine at any time of the year. Did you know? These other routine vaccines are available for older adults. Influenza, flu, pneumococcal, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. For more information, visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can go to 111.wales.nhs.uk external site, talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC, external site. You will need to enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales/shingles. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard external site by downloading the Yellow Card app or by calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out how the NHS uses your information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information, external site. Version 3, August 2025. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust, with acknowledgement to UK Health Security Agency and Public Health Scotland. ISBN 978-1-83766-691-1. This is the end of the audio recording of the Get Vaccinated Against Shingles leaflet. Thanks for listening.